We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Resh Pei Zayin. The Magen Midubna described three forces that are at play, be it with regards to one's life and longevity, or illness and death, be it with regards to one's prosperity and wealth, or lack thereof, and be it with regards to one's soul, where the success of the soul stems from the Torah and Mitzvot, and the detriment of the soul are the sins between man and his fellow man, between man and his creator. Ve'ata re'eh. So the Magen Midubna continues and says, now take a look, b'msabevim ha'em, with regards to these forces. Now, I call it forces when the real definition, the real translation of the word misabev would be cause, the different causes. Ve'itmonen b'chol echad mishpato v'chukato. Take note of each one, the system with which it works. Hine ha'machalim ha'neotim ha'mamshichim ha'chayim einam muchlatim shiu po'olim pulatam be'echeach. Look at the foods. You eat foods that should be beneficial, should give a person longevity. It's not 100%. They tell you, drink a glass of orange juice every morning. Except if you have an ulcer. Then it could be destructive. It could kill a person, right? Too much acid. Bilti mishamer aleihem chukim yudim. You have to work in accordance with set rules. Utnaim yudim beichut bishulam v'ofanei tikunam v'echsheram. You have to know how to use them. How to, you know, when they brought the Queen of England the banana, so they presented her with a banana and she started eating it with the peel on. She didn't know to peel it. You have to know how to use what's in nature in order to make it beneficial. And if a person lacks the conditions that make something beneficial, so then that same thing could hurt a person, even kill him. Kmo lechem v'yayin, for example, bread, wine, basal v'dagim, meat and fish. Im yefer batzek v'yivashel ha'machal ha'shiur ha'ru'i, if you bake it correctly, you cook it correctly, v'yochlem b'zman ha'ru'i v'ashiur ha'ru'i, you eat them at the right time and the right amount, erech ha'ru'i legufo, the amount that's fitting for one's body, yisabavu lo ha'briyut, so then they will be a cause for one's health. Yamshichu lo ha'chayim v'chazku, they give them life, they give them strength. But if you change the rules, and you don't prepare them the way you should, or you don't cook it or bake it properly, or you do other changes, things that will hurt one's body. Go drink wine that's spoiled. Go eat meat that's spoiled. That'll hurt a person, that'll harm a person. You can prove it, you can experiment. There requires a certain wisdom to tap into the nature of the foods. If you use things correctly, then even poison can be used to grant longevity. As we know, that's what the wise doctors do. Most of the cures, most of the medications that they give a sick person, they come from things that have the potential to kill a person. You just have to know how much to take, right? You take a you know, had Marilyn Monroe commit suicide? A bottle of aspirins. Finished. Never woke up. Aspirin isn't bad for you. Sometimes it's bad for you. Depends on how much you take. Every medication in the right amount can be good for you in the right circumstance. Yeah?
Aspirin can be bad for you if you take it too regularly.
Yeah?
Can make bad things in your stomach.
Uchma shekol nosei teva ma'achalim hu ha'chokhma. And just as when it comes to food, you need wisdom to know how to change the nature of the foods, to apply them correctly. And then that changes the attributes of the food. You know, if you eat green bananas, that causes constipation. You eat overly ripe bananas, that causes the exact opposite. So, same food, you just have to know when to eat it. So you have things that ordinarily would grant life, but they could cause the exact opposite. The same drug that could kill could actually give life. So just as in the physical world it works that way, the same is true when it comes to mitzvos and to averot and to sins. And that's where we'll pick up Bezrat Hashem next time, where he expands on that thought.